thought you said that being a professional thief was difficult. Monty sighed. Remind me again why you're here? He looked at Molly and scratched his ear thoughtfully. Oh yes, you nagged. He grinned and turned his attention back to the large painting on the wall over the fireplace. Extensive examination of the office blueprints had led him to the conclusion that the safe was behind the portrait. He reached out to lift the frame down, then paused, his mind racing. Being a professional cat burglar was difficult, damn it, or every Tom, Dick and Harry would be doing it. It seemed that quite a lot of Toms, Dicks and Harrys were doing it, but they were the ones getting caught. Turns out the tricky bit was not being there when the police arrived, or leaving anything they might find useful tracking you down. You know, fingerprints and the like. So, finding a safe under a rather expensive Magritte over a fireplace was a little too easy, not to say traditional, now he came to think about it. Getting hold of the blueprints the office hadn't exactly taxed his finely honed skills much, and Cornelius Zen was nothing if not tricky. A trap, then, which would mean that the portrait was almost certainly alarmed, as would be the fireplace, the ornamental hearth, the rug. The alarm was ear-splittingly loud when it started, and just got louder and more strident. Damn it, he hated being right, especially when it was about him being wrong. Time had suddenly become of the essence, and Monty dispensed with the formalities. As the alarm was already going off, and rather more loudly now, he may as well cut to the chase. He reached up and took hold of the picture with both hands, ignoring Molly's frantic attempts to get his attention. He carefully lifted the frame away from the wall and propped it up against a chair. The safe was indeed on the wall, slightly recessed into the wall. Ah, the old Heselmeyer and Black 490 series. Piece of cake, even with his brain being curdled by the strident warbling of the alarm. Seconds later, and the safe doors open, Monty let fly a further stream of invective, calling into question not only the parentage of Zen, but also speculating on the species of slug that he belonged to. The safe was empty. Molly pointed and said something that was lost in the din, but her meaning was clear. "Yes, I know the damn thing's empty." She gave him a look, the meaning of which was equally clear, even without her pointing at her watch and then to the window. He sighed and mouthed, "No, it's here, and I'm not leaving without it." She gave him the special look that she usually reserved for very stupid people before digging in a backpack for a laptop. She flicked the lid open and powered it up, the glow from the screen illuminating her face as she sat down, bouncing the computer on her crossed legs. Her fingers flew over the keys, dancing out a rhythm. She paused, squinted, and typed again. The alarm fell silent, though the sound still rang in Monty's ears. "You, my dear, are a marvel." He blew her a kiss. She grinned and pushed her glasses back up her nose, smiled sweetly, and stuck her tongue out at him. "Now, I don't suppose you can tell me how you did that." She grinned. "Clever typing. Don't worry your pretty little head about it, boss." His smile turned thoughtful. "I don't suppose that thing of yours could..." "Already on it. I've logged into the security network and registered it as a false alarm, though I'm not sure they believe me. Best be quick." Monty nodded and turned his attention to the room. The first safe had been a decoy, but he felt sure that Zen would want the diamond nearby. This was his study, after all. Three of the four walls were lined with bookshelves, hundreds if not thousands of neatly arranged, leather-bound volumes, all tastefully coordinated and quite probably in red. The fourth wall held a dummy safe, the fireplace and the door. The room was expensively carpeted, and held only a large wooden desk with two chairs, one of a deep red leather behind the desk, and the other smaller one in front of it. That ruled out a safe on the floor at any rate, thought Monty, as he scanned the shelves. Perhaps Zen was a fan of the old fake bookshelf trick. Yes, there it was, halfway along the wall, just behind Zen's high-backed chair. The books made up a uniform row of dark green, gold lettering glinting in the light of Monty's head torch. The third book along from the left was slightly out of line with the others, by perhaps a fraction of an inch. Monty crouched by the shelf and examined it closely. The book sat snugly on the shelf, leaving an inch between the top of the covers and the shelf above. The errant book was set back from its neighbours, and close inspection revealed that the top edge of the spine was faintly indented, as if it had been repeatedly removed from the shelf. Monty rested one finger on the book and pulled, gently. It slid out neatly and fell to the floor with a thud, missing Monty's toe by a whisker. He cursed loudly, this time unmasked by the alarm. Molly looked up from her laptop, shocked. "Language!" Monty turned and kicked the desk hard, then immediately regretted it. He hopped on one foot, muttering under his breath. Molly giggled and stopped almost immediately. Her fingers traced across the laptop screen, and she smiled triumphantly. "Got it." "Got what?" Monty hobbled over to see what she was pointing at. She pressed another sequence of keys, and a section of bookshelf slid open. "Oh... remind me to give you a raise when we get out of here." "If we get out of here," she replied. Turns out the security people weren't convinced. "Look." She pointed at a window on the screen. It showed a view from the security cameras at the main gate. "We've got company. I reckon we've got about 2 minutes if we're very..."